That night, Mr. Otis locked the library, just to be on the safe side. But in the morning, there was another surprise. The stain was back. "Hmm," said Mr. Otis. "I must say, this is most odd. Perhaps there is something to Mrs. Umney's story after all." "Well, maybe and maybe not," said Mother. "Let's not worry our heads about it. Look outside. It's a lovely day. Let's all go out for a nice drive." So off they went in the carriage. The roads were tiny, and everything was wonderfully green. Virginia began to think she liked England after all. It was a blazing hot day, and she sang a little song as they trotted on. Someone on horseback came past, and Mr. Otis stopped the carriage to say good morning. The young rider looked about the same age as Washington, so the Otis family were amazed when he said he was the Duke of Cheshire. Mr. Otis invited him over for tea the following week. They arrived home in high spirits, all thoughts of ghosts and hauntings quite forgotten. Washington was playing tag with the twins. Virginia was humming a new song and thinking how grand the house looked in the sunlight. And then something odd happened. All the windows in the house seemed to black out. The Otises looked at each other. What was going on? Sir Simon de Canterville, the Canterville ghost, watched them get out of their carriage. "All very jolly and full of the joys of summer," he muttered. "Chat, chat, chat. Twitter, twitter, twitter. Who do they think they are? We Otises are not afraid of ghosts. Oh, really? I know they weren't that bothered by the blood stain and the storm, but those were just starters. Tasters, really." Now it was time to get down to serious haunting. Chapter 3. Potts All-Purpose Oil. The Otis family went to bed early. By 11 o'clock, they were all tucked up and fast asleep. Sir Simon looked out of the window at the top of Canterville Chase and smiled a ghostly smile. Conditions were perfect. Dense fog and no moon. He put on one of his favourite haunting outfits and glided silently down the stairs to the first floor. Once in the hall, he let his feet clank to the ground. Catching sight of himself in the mirror, he admired the effect.